SmokyMountainHeirlooms.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 19th. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin. We're going to be joining our reporters in Washington State in Spokane. They're going to give us an update as to what's going on there and tell you about the demonstration that's going to be happening tomorrow. I don't know if they've had a chance to interview anybody with the police department or the sheriff's department there in Spokane. Of course, the sheriff pushing back mentioned several times that he'd love to come on our show and talk to us, and we tried to reach out to him. He mentioned that the PIO told us that he's not going to be back until beginning of the year. He's gone for holiday. So I know they're not going to be able to talk to the sheriff. We would like to talk to the sheriff. We'd like to have him on the radio show. But in spite of the video that he put out there saying he wants to get on the video show, he's not available. But we will be talking to our reporters there. Let's go back to your calls in this segment. Let's go to Andrew in Washington. Andrew?
Hey, David.
Hey, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got some footage for you I'd like to give you of about 15 of these MRAP vehicles arriving on a train into a depot in Spokane right next to the police department, and they're a little bit different than the ones I've seen a lot of videos of coming from you guys. They're a little bit more off-road-like with a, you know, they ride higher above the axles, kind of a dune buggy type scenario.
And yeah, we'd so, like to anyway, have that. Yeah, when you finish with a call, don't hang up, and we'll get that information from you to get in touch
with
you.
You can also send it to showtips at InfoWars.
You can also send it to showtips at InfoWars.com.
Great.
But,
hoping,
hang on, we'll get that from you directly. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I was actually hoping I'd be able to deliver it in person on a thumb drive to Joe Biggs while he's here in Spokane. I'm skipping work right now to get a call into you guys to find out where he's going to be broadcasting at. Hopefully I can get a chance to shake his hand and hand that over in person.
Sure, he's going to be he's going to be in the next segment, so he'll tell you where he is. If you listen in the next segment, we're going to go to him live, and he'll tell you exactly where he is in Spokane. Always does. I think he's at the sheriff's department or somewhere around there. But just listen, and he'll be mentioning where that is. And if you want to give us any contact information, don't hang up, and we'll get that from you. Thanks. Let's go to Anthony in Florida. Anthony.
Hello,
Anthony, you're on. You said you want to talk about guns?
Yes. I heard about how that Texas could nullify federal gun laws if they try to enforce a new anti-gun bill supposed to come in December 24th, I think it is.
Oh, that's the UN Arms Trade Treaty? Yeah. That's not going to be a valid treaty because, first of all, it's only been signed by the Secretary of State. It hasn't been confirmed by the Senate. Even if they were to confirm the treaty, there's a big constitutional fight that's going to come up because it's not constitutional for them to affirm anything that violates our own Constitution. So when the Constitution expressly allows recognizes, doesn't allow, it recognizes our God-given right to own guns. When the Constitution says that, they can't sign that away with a treaty. So that's going to be a big fight, and hopefully that will be led from here if they try to push that through.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you said you want to talk about gun rights?
Yes, sir, Mr. Knight. How are you today?
Doing good.
I agree with you that banning and outlawing toy guns is ridiculous. My hand in my pocket with my index finger extended in some, raised in such a way to look like the hammer of a gun will realistically get me shot real dead if I don't reveal quickly to a uniformed officer approaching me that it's my hand and it's not just a gun. The exercising of common sense, it seems, is so often the real issue that we face and these struggles and these instances.
We just had an article up on InfoWars today. A man was just shot who had a spoon in his hand because it looked metallic. I guess he thought it might have been a gun or a knife or something. Should we ban spoons as well as toy guns? Or maybe what we need to do is train the police to assess the situation, to not be fearful of the population, and to not shoot so readily. We'll be right back with our reporters in Washington State. Stay with us.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
When I first got online, and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for, and I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be going to our reporter Joe Biggs in Washington State in Spokane about the incidents there in just a moment. But before we do, we have a special for Prison Planet TV membership, and of course that supports our nightly news and our reporters like Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen, the cameramen who are out there in Washington right now. You can support us getting a $29.95 subscription. That's 7 months for free. That's only $2.50 a month. You can share that with 20 other people. If you break it down per capita, that's only 12 cents a person per month. So it's a very cheap way to wake people up. You can let them see the Alex Jones documentaries. That's a great way to get an overall perspective, to put things into a context. Have them watch the Police State series that's there. I think if we could get this Spokane sheriff on the show, I think we ought to give him a complimentary membership. He could share it with up to 20 other police departments at the same time, and they could watch the Police State documentaries and see how they have been played by the federal government if, in fact, they're not signed on to it. They can understand where this agenda has been building and developing and the training and the equipment of the police for over a decade. It's another way where you can also, every night at 7 p.m., Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, you can watch the nightly news Monday through Friday. So joining us now are reporters in Washington State and Spokane, Joe Biggs and Darren McBrain.
Joe Biggs here in downtown Spokane, Washington. We're actually on an elevated parking garage overlooking the city right now, right beside the Liberty Building Auntie's Bookstore. So today has been very interesting. Actually, the entire trip so far has been very interesting. You know, we have a militarized police force embedded here in Spokane. We have a sheriff who was ducking and dodging InfoWars. And just moments ago, David, there was a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter hovering over the city at very low altitudes, flying in and out of the buildings. Now, that's something that's very interesting. Why is the Army here? What are they doing? Is this because of the protests that are going to be happening? Because tomorrow at 12 noon, there's going to be a protest about the I-594, which is about the transfer of weapons. Now, in Washington, a new bill is passed where you can't transfer a weapon between two people unless you've done a background check on them. And if you do that, David, it's a felony, which means if you and I go out to a range to go shoot, and I let you shoot my gun, you let me shoot yours, we're both breaking the law. So that's something that's pretty intense. They're going to be protesting that at 12. Representative Matt Shea will be there as well. And then at 2 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to be moving over to the Spokane Valley Sheriff's Department, where we're going to protest the MRAP. They're expecting a very large a large group of people to come from all over. I've spoken to people from Seattle who said they're going to be willing to drive out here, people from California. So tomorrow's going to be a big day, but so far it's been very interesting. We had the interview with Representative Matt Shea just earlier with Darren McBrain and I. It was very good, and I liked a lot of the things he had to say. I think he's a very good person for Washington, and I wish we had more people like him all across this great nation.
Absolutely. He's got some very good remedies, I think. We're talking about how in situations where there's a question of excessive use of force by the police, there needs to be not just a grand jury investigation that's run by the local district attorney that always works with the police department there. It needs to be a little bit more open than a grand jury proceeding. It needs to be, and there's a picture of him as he joined us earlier this week. It needs to be more open to the public. A grand jury hearing is not open to the public. It needs to have an outside prosecutor who doesn't have ties to that department. And there needs to be a public oversight of that whenever that happens. It needs to be treated differently than if it was a shooting between two people in the community, one of them not being a police officer. And, of course, it is treated differently. It usually doesn't have that kind of oversight. But he made the point when I was talking to him, Joe, Matt Shea said, we need to have oversight committees looking at the curriculum that the police are being fed. And he pointed out that they had the same sheriff had brought in the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's one of the reasons why this deputy, I believe, was so quick to say constitutionalist, because the Southern Poverty Law Center identifies anybody that believes in limited government and constitution as a terrorist.
The thing is, though, is he says he's a constitutionalist. Now, either he doesn't understand the definition of what constitutionalist is, or he does, and this is an attack on the American people.
Yes, absolutely. And we've seen this over and over again from their training scenarios and everything, but it's especially true of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And to their credit, there were people in the department there, in the Sheriff's Department, Spokane Sheriff's Department, that made this public and stopped that training by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So there are good cops, and we need to be able to replace the bad cops. I understand that when you talk to Matt Shea, he was talking, or the protest leader, I think there's a video up. I haven't seen it, but I was, as John Bowne was telling me and Nico were telling me, that there was a report up where one of the protesters said they're going to do everything they can to remove this sheriff.
Well, yes, that's very true. A lot of the people in the community feel that way. But one of the things that was interesting when I was speaking to Scott McClay, he is the president of the Rattlesnake Motorcycle Club. He's the one heading up the protest tomorrow at 2 p.m. He said that the sheriff here has called him a common crook, a criminal, and he has zero criminal background whatsoever. So this is the narrative that's going on around here. If you're a constitutionalist, a patriot, you're now a criminal. And this is something that's not just happening in Spokane. We're seeing this all across the nation now, and it's something that we've got to look at and try to stop. Because like you said, for some reason, they're being taught a whole other thing. This is a shoot first, ask questions later, no-knock warrants, a complete and total militarized police state that's happening, and we've got to do something about it.
Yeah, we saw the training scenario that was being fed to the military. talking about how the Tea Party was going to ally with Muslims and how they were going to surround and attack the Tea Party. So it's not just people who agree in the Constitution, it's also the Tea Party. And the scary thing about it, Joe, is that we do see them actually attacking the Tea Party, using the IRS at the moment, but that's not to say that they won't use law enforcement in the future.
Roger that. That's very true. And also, Representative Shea, he said he actually has footage. He sat in on the SPLC training with the Sheriff's Department here, and he has footage of the sheriff saying, I have a pen. With a stroke of my pen, I can take your rights away and or your life. So we're going to get that footage. We're going to try to get that out to you guys as soon as possible. So InfoWars, the viewers, everybody can see that.
Well, speaking of footage, we had a fellow call us, I think it's Andrew in Washington. He said he had taken some pictures of a lot of different types of MRAPs, and he wanted to try to get a hold of you and give you a thumb.
Yeah, that's why I was breaking down the exact interview. We're on top of a parking garage beside the Liberty Building, Auntie's Bookstore, right in the middle of downtown. This is the view we have, so if he wants to swing out and bring us that information, I'd be very grateful.
Okay, great. That's good. And tell us again now where these protests are. There's going to be a protest at noon tomorrow that's going to be about this law that just got passed. It actually was something that was in the legislature, and then they put it up for a referendum. It passed as a piece of as part of a referendum in the state, and it criminalizes the transfer of weapons. Now, even this sheriff, who is not really apparently any friend to gun owners, was saying that it was unenforceable, but that's not the point. What it does is it allows them to charge people, as you point out, with a felony, basically and after the fact, if they see that there's something else that they want to go after somebody with, it could be a very minor violation, and they could bump this up to a felony by putting this in after the fact. It's a real tripwire, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, how many people are going to be arrested for something nonviolent? You know, how many people go out and actually have guns because they want to go to the range and shoot? When you take that away, I mean, that's about as ridiculous as the bracelet, the bracelet that Eric Holder wants us to wear. This is mind-blowing, and everyone should be outraged at something like this. You know, you can't even hand over a weapon to somebody without giving them a background check and not have to worry about being arrested or tased or choked to death afterwards by a police officer. This is out of this world.
Yes. So now this is going to be a protest at noon tomorrow. And tell us again where that protest for that law is going to be.
That's going to be downtown here. I'll get that information out. We'll try to put that up in a blurb later on. I don't have the exact location right now, but when I have that, David, I'll make sure I give that to one of the riders, and we'll have all the information for tomorrow's protest put up on the site so we can get that out to everybody. Okay. And I'll also make a video on YouTube so people can go to the Alex Jones YouTube channel as well. We'll tweet it out. We'll have all that information out for you guys this afternoon.
Okay, so people need to check InfoWars.com, and they need to check the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And then following that protest at noon about that law, there is going to be a protest at the Sheriff's Department at 2 p.m. And, of course, we've had this hashtag, Ask a Cop, that has blown up on the Internet because of people's outrage over the excessive use of force. I think it's time that we have a dialogue with the police. I think that'll be an important thing, an important aspect of that. Hopefully there'll be somebody there from the police department to talk. Have you had any success talking to the PIO there?
Well, Scott McClay, the president of the Rattlesnake Motorcycle Clubs, he said that he's spoken to the police department, the sheriff's department, I should say, in Spokane Valley, and they're allowing us to be in the actual parking lot of the sheriff's department. So we're hoping we can get a police officer to come out, maybe if you start a dialogue, let some of the citizens in this country ask some questions. You know, why is this happening? You know, I really like the Ask a Cop question that Jakari Jackson put out. Why are the cops in Ferguson lying about using CS gas on citizens? So those are more questions we got to ask, and hopefully they're going to come out and we can get a dialogue started. And hopefully the sheriff will stop ducking and dodging us on his fantasy, fake vacation, whatever it is he's on, when he already came out and said that he'd be willing to debate Alex on the issues at hand. So now it looks like he's ducking and dodging, but we'll see if he can come out and he'll man up and show up and come out and, you know, let us talk to him.
And just to repeat the chronology there, we got that video that the lady shot there with the sheriff's deputy in the MRAP. The video did not go up on YouTube, and the article didn't go up until Saturday. Mikhail had reached out to them on a Friday night. They didn't respond the next day. They didn't respond on Sunday. On Monday, they put up his long video on Facebook, but they never, and which we included in our article to try to be fair, to give his point of view there. He said repeatedly that he'd like to come on the Alex Jones Show and talk, and we reached out to him, but we keep being told from the PIO there that he's not going to be back until next year. Stay with us. We're going to be right back to wrap this up with Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired and now in Washington State. Stay with us.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
Yes, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will all immortalize.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. We're joined from Spokane, Washington by Joe Biggs, there along with Darren McBrain and our cameraman, reporting on the situation there that there's a protest, massive protest tomorrow about the new law prohibiting the transfer of firearms that was just run through with a referenda on this last election, as well as the sheriff, who's made a lot of very troubling comments. The most recent one was saying that they needed an MRAP to use against constitutionalists. Joe, the MRAP is something, and you and I have talked about this. This is something that was rushed into production by the military in a very, very short time frame, didn't go through the normal design reviews and competitive bidding as normal. They rushed that to theater. They have had a lot of problems, a lot of very expensive maintenance. They've offered these things to our allies if they just come and take them. Nobody showed up to come the offer. And so now what they're doing is they're giving these away as a lease program, these different police departments, putting the maintenance charges on those police departments. And although there's been some localities where they have gotten the police or the sheriff to they've told them they need to send back the MRAP. They're not able to send that back unless they get the permission of the Department of Defense. And now we've got Congress buying some Abram tanks, we see in this article today, that the Army doesn't even want. Just like they want to get rid of these MRAPs, these white elephants, and put them locally. Now they're getting other equipment that they don't want, of course, foisted upon them by government. This is something we've seen happening over and over again throughout the decades by the military-industrial complex lobbyists pushing Congress to do this.
Well, David, what happens when you give a child a costume? Say a child, you give him a Spider-Man costume. He takes that role on. What happens when you give police military equipment, military gear? What are they going to do? Act like they're in the Army. And now, like you said, there's $120 million for tanks that the Army says that they don't want. But Congress says, or the defense spending bill includes $120 million for that. So what's going to happen? Where are these tanks going to go if the Army says, hey, we don't want them. We already have enough in our fleet. What are they going to do? They're already giving the MRAPs to local police forces. What's going to happen now? Abrams tanks on the roads in rural America? You know, this is something that we have to think about. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but think about it, though. Where are they going to put them?
This is rapidly escalating. There was a story that we talked to Paul Watson about yesterday. It was up on Infowars.com where the largest police agency in the United States, the California Highway Patrol, is self-identifying themselves now as a paramilitary organization, saying, is this job for you? People who want to work for the California Highway Patrol at their website. They're saying, we're a paramilitary organization. We operate under a structured chain of command. They talk about how they want people who have military experience to work for the California Highway Patrol. They are rapidly militarizing, and they're not even making any bones about it. They're admitting it now.
Yeah, I mean, what happened to it being a peace force? Mm-hmm. These are supposed to be people to help enforce the law. Now they're an attack force. They are an organized, well, not really organized, but they are turning into a military. This is something that's got to stop. And the shoot first, ask questions later mentality. There's too many innocent Americans that are dying because these guys are being taught the wrong things. And the SPLC coming into Spokane isn't going to help the situation out whatsoever.
We've seen them go from identifying themselves as peace officers to identifying themselves as a paramilitary organization. Everyone should be very concerned about this. It's been a very slow, gradual process, but it's accelerating quite rapidly now.
I mean, it's 10 times worse than Orwell could have ever predicted. I mean, you can't go through a city right now without some camera on a corner, multiple cameras, stingray systems everywhere. I mean, the Army's putting up a huge blimp to watch the East Coast, but that's only in defense of, missiles coming in. They're saying that it's not going to be used to spy on people or watch movements of people or cars or listen on cell phone conversations, because we know, David, they never do things like that.
Well, maybe it's to watch out for these North Korean terrorists, because we now have this, it's now official, even though, and this is interesting, Joe, they put out a statement from the U.S. government saying the FBI now has enough information to conclude the North Korean government is responsible for this hacking of Sony. And they say this was not attributed to any official by name. Nobody wanted to show up and say this. Nobody wanted to sign their name to this because it's so patently absurd. It's such an obvious lie. And yet that's the way they're scaring everybody into this massive police and surveillance state. This really, what they're telling people about the Sony hacking, is just as absurd as a narrative that's being fed to the police for a long time by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and yet they don't have the ability to see through it.
The FBI couldn't locate a stolen cheeseburger. I mean, these guys don't know what they're doing. This whole thing is out of control, and America's got to wake up to what's going on. We've got to talk to each other. We've got to share this information, and we've got to stand up and say enough is enough. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Absolutely. Joe Biggs in Spokane, Washington, along with Darren McBreen, and they're going to be covering the demonstrations tomorrow, one at noon and another one at 2 p.m. Check Infowars.com and the Alex Jones channel on YouTube for details of where that will be if you're in the area. And, of course, a lot of people are in the area, even going into Idaho. There's another large
city
there. We'll be right back with your call.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using Super Oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, December 19th. We're going to go back to your calls. We have Dominic in California. We're going to talk to about chemtrails. He said he wanted to talk about that. Before we do, I just wanted to go back to this Sony hacking situation and the absurdity, the FBI saying they now have enough information to conclude the North Korean government's responsible for these actions. And as I pointed out, as I read this statement, they didn't attribute it to any official by name. Nobody wanted to sign their name to that. They didn't want to be coming across as Jonathan Gruber. They did not want to appear handing that out or making that announcement. We have had Obama come out and say that, of course, and all the other guardians of peace from our country, most of them actual GOP members in the grand old party sense, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Mike McCall, all the people who support unqualified every military action, every war, every intrusion into our privacy, every attack on the Constitution that's being done in this country by our government. And there's an article that just went up by Kit Daniels, NSA capable of false flag Sony hack that's blamed on North Korea. This is a presentation that came out by Charlie Miller, who spent 5 years exploiting foreign computers for the NSA. He gave a presentation entitled Kim Jong-il and Me, How to Build a Cyber Army to Attack the U.S., in which he explained various hacking methods and how easy it was to blame the attack on another country. You get that? Kim Jong-il, that's the father of the current Kim Jong. And he's saying, Kim Jong-il and me. In other words, I can attack the U.S. and make it look like it's coming from North Korea. I know how to do that. Of course he does. You can easily route your attacks through another country. He says, maybe a computer from China is attacking you, but really that computer is some Russian dude who's logged into that computer. So you can't tell if it was Russian or Chinese. On the other side, it will make attribution really hard for your opponent because you'll be able to attack from 1,000 different places and from all over the world, and they're not going to know who you are. That's how you do it. They know that. They've known that for a very long time. When he wrote that, that was the previous leader of North Korea. Aaron Schwartz pointed out a long time ago, and of course he was the guy that was the point man in shutting down these previous attacks on us, CISPA, that they're now trying to revive. Our Guardians of Peace are now trying to revive that. And he had pointed out that virtually all of these exploits that we're seeing, all of the hacking, is either the U.S. government itself directly, or they're funding these exploits from other people. In other words, our U.S. government is the biggest group of hackers on the planet. It has absolutely no credibility that this is a attack from North Korea. They're crying about... And that's Kim Jong-il. He was so ill he died. And now we have Kim Jong-un, the UN. there everybody is. And, of course, they had to cry. And I guess we all have to cry about what's happened to Sony. I guess we should all line up and start doing that to make Newt Gingrich and Graham and McCain all happy and tell them, that's okay, we'll give you absolute total control of the internet so nothing like this ever happens again. And as other security experts have pointed out, it's a huge leap from going into some computer in a business that's not very well protected and grabbing their emails. It's a huge leap from going to that to saying that you're going to have them attack the infrastructure. And I tell you what, if the infrastructure is attacked, it's probably going to be a false flag just like this. Should we be concerned? Does it have any credibility with you that the FBI said this, that it's now official from the FBI? I just read at the end of the last hour that statement from Julian Assange where he pointed out that Barrett Brown has been in jail for 2 years. They're trying to keep him in jail for another 8.5 years. Why? Because he tweeted a quote from Fox News where they were saying that the government ought to assassinate Julian Assange. See, that's the answer to everything, isn't it, for the neocons, for the GOP, for the Guardians of Peace. The answer to everything is to attack, is to assassinate, is to torture. That's the kind of government we have, the government that would twist that. And it's very obvious at this point. It's not a mistake. They're just using that saying that when he tweeted that dead men can't leak stuff, illegally shoot the SOB, they said, you're talking about the FBI, and that's what they're trying to keep him in jail for. They're saying that he was quoting Bob Becklin. We played the clip for you. Let's go back to your calls. Dominic in California, you called about chemtrails. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, David. I moved into a new house about 2 months ago, and I'm in a heavy agricultural zone here in California. And there's been a lot of these chemtrails over my area, and I started filming them about a month ago, and one day they came really low by the houses, like really low, and within a couple hours they turned into a cloud, and there was these web things falling everywhere in the air, and I got it all on tape. I put the video up on kimchasers.com. These webs were like, I mean, they were up in the sky as high as the trail, and they looked like they're 100 feet long, and I mean, they're all over this video everywhere. And I had to go pick up my daughter from school shortly after that, and they were covering the fences and the trees at the school. And, I mean, I saw them coming out of the trail. What do you think? Do you think the aluminum just is maybe got jammed in the sprayer and it was spraying out, like pumping up, or like what could that be?
Well, I can't really speak to that. I don't know. I do know that, I mean, where can people see that video again?
KimChasers.com.
I do know we had a participant in the Paul Revere contest, and he had an interesting documentary as well as an app that he was doing. It was called Skyder Alert, I think was the name of it. And people can get that app, and they can report whenever they see something like that in the sky where they see chemtrails. Nothing as unusual as what you just talked about. But when they see a massive grid of persistent contrails in the sky, they can report that. And they've been able to correlate that with changes in temperature. So we know that they've talked about doing this, and they pretend that it's something that they haven't done. And yet, going back decades, going back to the Vietnam War, Alex Jones interviewed a man who was decorated by President Johnson because of his effect that he had on the weather during the Vietnam War. So we know that they've been working on this for many, many decades. We know that they have talked about using chemtrails to try to affect the temperature here on the planet to change the reflectivity. So we know that they're doing it, and yet they pretend that as well, it's something that we need to look into it, but it's we're not really doing it yet. At the last geoengineering conference that they had this year, I think it was this fall in Germany, they had a paper written by one guy. It says, well, assuming that we were to do something like this, who gets to set the thermostat? And that's a really good question. Who gets to set the thermostat if they were to do something like that? I don't really know what they're doing. I don't know what you saw. I'd very much like to see that report that you got over there. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Bob in Maine. Bob?
How you doing?
Doing good. What do you want to talk about?
I'm kind of on topic today. You guys were talking about the police state, and I had a SWAT team at my house trying to kick my door in this past winter, and it was pretty terrifying. You know, and they had the wrong guy.
Yes, but I mean, and that happens so many times. That's so infuriating about this. And as I said yesterday, we're talking about this MRAP program where they're putting all this heavy militarized equipment in. They're saying, well, we're only going to use it for emergency situations. That's what we were told about SWAT teams when they came out. And yet we're seeing them being used every day on a daily basis. And every day we're seeing people who are innocent being attacked. If they kick in the door, are you under a home invasion or is this a SWAT team? And we've just had a report yesterday of somebody who had their home broken into and the people yelled police. And it wasn't the police. It was the robbers. They knew that that's on everybody's mind. So they used that to attack the people to get the upper hand over them, to say that they were a SWAT team. But it's a very dangerous situation. If you try to defend yourself, the SWAT team will kill you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And they show up here in the middle of the night. They put my face on TV and said I was a criminal, and come to find out, they only wanted the guy for copper theft.
They wanted who? Somebody for copper theft?
They wanted the guy for copper theft, but they showed up here instead.
It
was like they had a SWAT team in the middle of the night.
You know, there was a case a couple of years ago where the Department of Education showed up in the middle of the night, dragged a man and his children out on the front lawn, face down, probably what they just did to you. It was the Department of Education's SWAT team. And a year earlier, the Washington Post had looked at their RFPs, the request for proposal, their bid to get equipment. And they said, why is the Department of Education buying bulletproof vests and shotguns and all this other paramilitary equipment? Why does the Department of Education need that for? And then they found out. That's why we're so concerned when we see this equipment going to the police, when we see these requests for purchases for billions of rounds of ammunition. We know they're going to use that. We know that's not civilian ammunition. We know that's for civilians because Geneva Convention outlaws the kind of ammunition that Homeland Security was getting. And we know that it's not for target practice because that's the most expensive ammunition you can get. You're not going to use that for target practice. Even as prolific, as profligate as our government is in terms of spending money, they're not going to waste that much money if they're going to buy that kind of quantity of ammunition. It was absolutely absurd, and it was absurd for the Department of Education to get that kind of equipment as well.
And, they called me a sovereign and everything else because I wouldn't give them my Social Security number through the window, and they wouldn't show me the warrant.
And they had the wrong house the entire time.
They had the wrong guy, somebody with the same name as me. But, I've lived in this town for 35 years, and, Everybody knows me, you know. If it was caught with theft, why did they just come here? They know where I live, you know?
Yes, yes. Well, you're lucky that you weren't killed. And the other thing that I read at the beginning of the show was that account of the German man who was an Arab, a Muslim, whatever. He had that type. He had a Muslim name. And just like you said, they came to the wrong house because it was somebody else that they were looking for that had your name. That was why that guy was picked up by the CIA, rendered out of the country, tortured for a very long time, and then dumped alongside the road and threatened not to talk about it. He had the same name as the person that they were looking for. It was another case of mistaken identity. And I guess that's what we have to look forward to. That's the next level after we put up with these SWAT teams. The next thing they're going to do is actually start using the NDAA on us, indefinitely detaining us, shipping us to another country if they want to torture us. And, of course, you'll just disappear. That was what his family saw. They didn't know what had happened to him. He just disappeared one day.
Going up here this summer, just, you know, it's about a mile from my house. I went through that, and I wouldn't roll the window down all the way, and the guy's hollering at me, calling me a sovereign.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what they've been told. See, it's terms like a sovereign citizen, terms like a constitutionalist. That's why everyone was so concerned about that videotape. It was not taken out of context. The real context is that the Southern Poverty Law Center is using those types of terms to demonize people. And again, we've seen in scenarios that they even use the term Tea Party to try to portray people as being dangerous. Thank you so much, Bob. I'm glad you survived that encounter with the SWAT team in Maine. Again, that's Bob from Maine. He had his house SWAT teamed, and he wasn't the guy they were looking for. Yet they put his face on television. They put him face down on the ground, nearly killed him with a SWAT team. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, you wanted to talk about the marijuana laws there. No, I think we missed him. That's too bad. I wanted to ask him about that. Let's go to Kevin in West Virginia. You said you want to talk about the Beware program.
I was wondering if we as citizens could have our own little Beware program and kind of do the same thing that they're doing and point out what police officers are corrupt and what police officers are not actually for the Constitution. But my question then is that going to add fuel to the fire with an us versus them type of mentality?
Well, that's true. I think that there needs to be citizen oversight of the police. And as we were talking to Matt Shea, he said there ought to be separate outside investigators whenever there's a possibility of police brutality, excessive use of force, whenever there's a shooting. There ought to be an open public trial, not a closed grand jury investigation. And there ought to be an outside prosecutor. And we ought to have oversight of the police in terms of their training as well. So I think it would be appropriate to start looking at the postings of the police. And if they're posting stuff up that is threatening, and we've seen that, a lot of the repostings from the Ask a Cop were some very in-your-face postings from the police. And, of course, they put out that T-shirt that we had an article up on Infowars.com yesterday. They've got a shirt that they're putting out, a law enforcement insignia. It says, breathe easy. Obey the law. Essentially the same thing that Art Acevedo said here in Austin. Hey, if the cop tells you to do something, just do it, and you won't get hurt. Well, do we have to mow their lawn? Do we have to lick their boots? What do we have to do? That's that article up right now for anybody that's watching. Pro-police, breathe easy T-shirt draws the ire of brutality posters. Just obey the law. You won't be beaten or murdered. Unless the cops feel like it. That's the article that's up on our website at Infowars.com. You can see that article. And I guess really we should point this out. And it was actually, Kevin, it was actually police inside the Spokane Sheriff's Office who blew the whistle on the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center was there propagandizing the Sheriff's Department. So there are good cops who are not going to be doing that type of thing that we just saw up there. They're not going to be threatening the population, and they're going to be blowing the whistle when you've got somebody like the Southern Poverty Law Center coming in teaching some very dangerous stuff. So I don't think that that necessarily escalates things. I think there needs to be a dialogue back and forth to the police, don't you?
I totally do. My uncle is an ex-retired police officer for Anne Arundel County, Maryland. He was head of narcotics division, and he wrote a book about the corruption in the Anne Arundel County, Maryland Police Department. He hasn't published his book. But he has given me a copy of it, and all the names are not changed or anything. But I was wondering, is that something you guys would be interested in looking at, or...
Certainly, if you've got a link to it where we could look at it, or if it's been published, yeah, send that to showtips@infowars.com. I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much. Let's go to Will in FEMA 8. Will, you said you want to talk about toy guns?
Actually, that's FEMA 5.
Oh, FEMA 5. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, of course, hearing the one caller prior on the mistaken identity. Yeah, I had that even though it wasn't with the police, thank goodness, partially with the... by one bank I was with, same name, and actually also the same last four Stosh that they looked up me by.
And what did they do at the bank?
When I was needing to get into my account and all I had was my debit card, mm-hmm. They looked up my name, they asked for my last four of my Stosh, and they actually had to confirm my location of where I live because there was another person with my name and the last four of my Stosh in their system.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing, and it's not just getting names mixed up. When we're talking about this Beware program, the real Beware program that the federal government pays $36,000 a year for the police departments to have, they can go in and who knows what the assumptions are that they're making in order to assign a threat level of red, yellow, or green to you. I mean, that really begs a lot of questions when they're giving out threat assessments, essentially not just telling the police that everybody in the general population is out to kill them, but then assigning a color to you, telling them that you're a threat. How do they know that you're a threat? What are their fundamental assumptions? There's a lot of possibility for false positives in that, a very dangerous situation going even beyond invading your home with the SWAT teams. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today here in Austin. We tried to reach Alex, who is going to call in from the road, but he's in an area where we could not reach him. He will be back on Sunday, however, at the 4 p.m. Central show between 4 to 6 on Sunday. Of course, that's 5 to 7 Eastern time. He has extended the special that we had earlier this week. We can no longer guarantee Christmas delivery, but we've had such overwhelming response, we decided that we would make it available to people. It looks like there's a lot of demand for this, that do it as a favor to the people who support us. This is $59.99 for the Essential Holiday Pack, Secret 12, X2, Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet. That's only about $20 each. That's a savings of nearly $80, 57% off. We're still going to make that available, although we can no longer guarantee Christmas delivery. You might get it. We're not sure. Let's go back to your calls in this last segment we have here. Steve in Michigan. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been a longtime listener and supporter of your program, and I've been tuning in to talk about the FEMA camps and the red and blue list and about how the NSA tracks everything we can do, watches your show and who's calling in. And last night I was listening to, I guess it was a rebroadcast, and Alex was talking about how they are and why they are letting InfoWars go on. But I think there's one thing that everybody's overlooking. Excuse me. What they're doing is the NSA knows everybody that calls into your show. They know their name. They know where they live. They know everything about them. So essentially, the obvious reason that they're letting you guys go on and they're not going to touch Alex until the very end is because you're essentially calling the herd for them.
Well, let me say this. If we're going to get so afraid of the government, and listen, they're watching everything you do anywhere. If you want to take it to the logical conclusion, you don't have to just call into this show to get onto their radar. They're listening to you through your monitors. They're listening to you through your phones. Are you going to shut up and not say anything to anybody in your home? We cannot cower in fear before these people. The only thing that's going to stand it down is to stand up to them. Don't cower in fear before them. Don't censor yourself. If you start censoring yourself, we've lost at that point. Then we're in a true Stasi East Germany state, at the point where we're so afraid of the government that we won't speak up. Of course, they're listening to everything everybody does. Let me tell you, when we were at the Bundy Ranch, Josh and I could not get any reception at the site where the protest was. It was away from the Bundy Ranch. We had to go back to the Bundy Ranch or to our hotel in order to upload anything or to get any coverage because they had a Wi-Fi system there. And they said, that's really strange because we've always had cell phone coverage out there. Well, we couldn't get any. Then on Saturday, when they had everybody show up for the protest, we had great reception. We could broadcast everything there at that site. And, of course, they had stepped up the reception so they could get the information from everybody that was there. Did we know that? Of course we did. Were we afraid of it? No, we weren't. None of the people that were there cared. You know what? You got to get to the point where you don't care about the tyrants. If they've got you cowering in fear, thinking that they're culling the herd, if you speak out, that they're watching you constantly, know that they're watching you constantly and still do something about it. That's what you need to do. Let's go to Lewis in Massachusetts. Lewis, you want to talk about the pellet gun shooting? Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, David?
Doing good.
Yeah, so this ties in with what Joe Biggs was talking about, how the cops are acting more like the military. So I was watching the news the other day, and it was this guy who was shot for carrying a pellet gun.
Yeah.
And, yeah, basically what happened was that he bought a pellet gun at, like, a Walmart or whatever.
Well, he's standing there. He hadn't even bought it yet. He was just talking to his wife on the cell phone. It's absolutely sorry, we ran out of time. I'd like to take your call, and I'm sorry, I apologize to the callers who are still on the line. Join us tonight for the nightly news at 7 Central. Alex will be back 4 Central on Sunday. Join us then.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.